Now, the investigation of the White House is being closely watched by Republicans who face re-election fights just over a year from now. We contacted one of those lawmakers as we continue our conversations about the present and future of the Republican Party. Representative Ann Northup is from a district around Louisville, Kentucky. It's considered a swing district, but the Republican has held on there through five elections. As she prepares for another battle, Northup says her constituents are concerned about the war in Iraq and not sure what to think about the ethics investigations.
It's very hard for them to get their hands around this White House investigation. So there's sort of a strain of gotcha to them.
How's it reflected in a district like yours that is seen as a closely divided district, a swing district, when the national trends seem to be going against your party?
Right now, as I walk around my district, you can't perceive that difference. That doesn't mean that people don't ask the same questions that are being asked, but I've been in office long enough that they know they'll get a straight, honest answer from me, that I'll share my apprehensions with them. I don't say, as the president does, that I am sure that we are going to be successful in Iraq. I don't say that because I'm not sure. And, you know, I have not perceived that dissatisfaction with other people has washed over into my district. I think in part because I do have a tough race every 2 years, a very high-profile race. The advantage to that is that people really do get to know you.
You've just said that you're willing to emphasize the areas in which you may not agree with President Bush 100%.
Right.
Would you want him to campaign in your district as you seek re-election?
You know, I haven't really made that decision. I mean, that's one of those things where I think you have to wait and see whether that would be a good idea, whether emphasizing that. I certainly am not going to back down from the fact that I believe the president, in balance, is doing a good job on making this country a better place to keep jobs. When I say I don't feel as confident as the president, that doesn't mean that I think the president's wrong. It just means I don't know.
If you looked over some of the possible future leaders of your party, people who are at least talked about as presidential contenders in 2008 or afterward, is there one person who unquestionably would be helpful to you if they did show up for the 2006 election to campaign?
Good question. You know, there are a few people that, you know, I happen to think that Rudy Giuliani is a very, very strong administrator. I do disagree with him on the pro-life issues, and that's a big issue. On the other hand, he has just such strengths that I just in so many ways admire and think we need him. Probably the other person is George Allen. I think that he represents the values of this country. And, you know, I just think that when you get to that election, it really does have to do with the difference in party perspective.
Makes you wonder if there is somebody who can unite all kinds of Republicans the way that President Bush unquestionably did.
You know, not just Republicans, but Americans. I do believe that even as a Republican and a conservative Republican by many measures, that in Louisville, I have been able to reassure people on the other side, except the most partisan people, that we share a view of the country and the importance of programs that allow those that have fallen behind or gotten discouraged or need to begin again, whether they're coming out of jail, whether they've not done well in school, whether they've had substance abuse, whether it's just been bad luck, that they believe that there are tools there for them to begin and build again.
Ann Northup is a member of Congress from the 3rd District in Kentucky. Thanks very much.
Thank you.